back in the gym today. Definitely knows I exist because your
Oh,
face
really?
like peacocked around me for a while at the end on the phone talking about money. I was like, I know what
Oh,
you're
yeah,
doing.
sorry, I just put another crypto deal in. Yeah.
So fit though. I was just like, you're so fit. Just, oh, men need to come and talk to us because I'm like hanging on by a thread. I'm basically re-virginized at this point.
Well, there we go. Of probably, I think 98% of our listenership are female. So that's not going to do you any favors.
No, I told you I'm a hit with the lesbians at the moment on Instagram. I'm getting DMs left, right, and center, and I'm like, oh, life would be so much
You?
different.
I wonder if it's because of Sarah Lynn's podcast.
Maybe I said to Emma, is there a secret lesbian underground lesbian movement? It's how narcissistic I am to get me to turn.
Yeah, everybody message Chloe.
I'm in a very good mood today. I've had a lot of coffee, in case you couldn't tell from my 7-minute voice notes, Emma. Do we have any admin?
Yes, we do. We were wrong. We actually weren't late putting up the workouts. It was week four, so we were on time.
Really? Then we must have got the start date wrong when we were talking about it, because when I
No, we
counted.
definitely didn't get the start date wrong. Because I knew the start date. I
Well,
don't know what happened.
at least we look more professional this week than we did last week.
I don't know if more professional is actually forgetting what we're like. Why can't we count weeks? I don't understand it.
You're absolute fucking idiots. I'm so hot, but I can't take this off because my sports bra is really slutty.
Just do it.
It's
You've
like
still got a
funny.
rash. Oh, I like it.
Yeah. It's a bit
What?
sweaty though.
What brand
I,
is it?
huh?
What, where's it from?
I'm sauce. I don't know. Yeah, I
Oh,
do smell fresh. So that's a problem. The thing is, right, it's not really there anymore. It's just kind of, it was so aggressive that it's kind of marked my skin in a way. I think it's going to take a
right.
while to go. I'm like literally rubbing oat milk moisturizer into my body morning, noon, and nights. Apparently, it really helps. Okay, anything on the live?
What about having a bath in oat milk?
I know that's what everyone keeps telling me to do. The only bath in my house was literally made for Bodhi. So it's like, it would be really hard for me to try and submerge my whole body. I'm sure I could do it if I tried, but it would be hard.
Yeah, okay, fine. Maybe go to a hotel with a bath, bring some oats.
Really, I think I'm just gonna have to sweat it up because I'm so hot.
Oh, why is it so hot there? Oh, it's
I don't know.
great.
Thanks. I think it's my it's sexy, isn't it? What are we doing? We need to work now.
Okay, right, fine. Okay, some people are saying good morning, good afternoon. Chloe, we all need to think of men we can set you up with.
Yes. Oh, do you know what's funny? Lesbians, I'm getting a lot of on Instagram, and I'm also getting a lot of young rugby players, like young. Like too young for me. And I'm like, I know what you're doing. You're just trying to fuck James Haskell's ex-wife so you can go to your social and get some kind of award and not have to drink someone else's piss.
Okay, Rebecca, I have a quick question about the new gym workouts. Did legs today, but I don't have a leg press. We did weighted step ups instead. Any better alternatives? Thank you. I would say squats, but they're already in there. I mean, it's some variation of squat. It is
Yeah.
the very similar movement. Yeah, but step ups are also great because they're not in there. So, sure.
I love step ups. Make sure you go really low on the eccentric, which is the lowering, because that's really good for targeting your bum. But it's quite hard to do at first, but it'll really help as well with your balance
What
in
do
the
you mean
overall.
really low?
Really slow. Sorry, did
Oh,
I say low?
slow. Right. Okay. Right. Yeah. Fine.
Slow, really slow.
Sarah Lynn's just saying, I still think Chloe should try dating women.
I gave you a very frank answer on your podcast as to why I don't. And as soon as I listened to it back, I was like, I shouldn't have said that.
What did you say?
I said, I love dick.
Oh, right. Yeah. Fine. Yeah. Fair enough. Okay.
Okay. Elizabeth, Chloe, dearest, not a question, but I wanted to say the new home workouts are fire. I am absolutely loving them. They've been my lifeline and what's keeping me sane. Thank you. Oh, always nice to hear as a coach. And again, Elizabeth, two questions on supplements, dearest Emma. One, what are your thoughts on fiber supplements in addition to a healthy diet as we age?
Not needed.
I agree. And then two, oh, sugar, I just accidentally touched it with my foot. Someone who I follow is talking about tesofensine.
Never heard of
Don't
it.
know, me neither. She mentioned those research, a research trial that showed it improves memory, mood, energy levels, and sex drive, amongst other things. I'd love to hear your thoughts. We'd have to look into it because we don't know.
What's it called?
Tesofensine, TESOFENSINE. Sniffly today.
I mean, it's from what's coming up, it's less of a supplement and more of a drug. It's a serotonin and dopamine reuptake inhibitor. So like
Oh,
make you feel better. Yeah, but it's essentially like that's
that's an
how
antidepressant.
work. Yeah.
That's an antidepressant, yeah. And
Yeah.
actually,
Even I
a lot of well, if it's a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, it's an antidepressant. It's used for depression and anxiety, and a lot of people, funnily enough, find that their sex drive plummets on antidepressants. In fact, I'd go as far as to say most people. So, I'd look into that.
Yeah, I wonder if it's a. Yeah. I mean, it also seems to affect body composition positively.
Well, if it's an S,
But I don't know what.
if it's an SSRI, it's yeah. I mean, that's really strange that that's being marketed as anything other than.
Yeah, I also just wonder. Okay, hold on. This product is sold. I mean, it's initially a treatment for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's,
Oh, that's interesting.
but also phase three clinical trials for obesity. I mean, it sounds really interesting. I don't know.
That's really
It
interesting.
does sound like a drug as opposed to. But maybe it's not. I'd
Unless
be quite careful before taking that. Now, even like, I mean, anything that even like quote unquote positively changes your like your uptake of serotonin and dopamine, like I'd be quite
yeah.
of messing around with that.
Yeah, that's not, I wouldn't do that, take that if you've been prescribed it. It sounds like I haven't looked into it. I don't know. I'm just learning secondhand from Emma, but
Oh
I
yeah,
don't.
I'm just Googling, so
Yeah.
we'll have a look at it and get back to you. Does sound interesting though.
Yeah, it does. Anything else on the live?
I just shut that, so bear with.
I'll go to this one. Rachel, I've realized when I'm not progressing, I automatically start thinking about how I can make good days better instead of focusing on limiting the damage of my bad days. I tend to find days off with the kids quite hard, and I got some great advice from you guys about allowing myself a cake or an indulgence on these days, and that's actually really helped. My issue now is trying to tailor my choices a bit. For example, today I was out and about with the kids, and it's last day of Easter holidays, brackets, hallelujah. I decided to treat them to McDonald's. I automatically ordered a Big Mac and fries. Now reflecting on this, I'm thinking that I could have just ordered the Big Mac or maybe the chicken wrap, although, I mean, Big Mac is the only thing worth eating at McDonald's. No, absolutely not. How dare you? I sometimes feel if I restrict my choice too much, it ends up backfiring and then I overeat later on. And McDonald's is a once in a blue moon sort of thing for me. I suppose I'm just trying to reach the point where I can indulge mindfully. It sounds to me like you've reached that point and not hit the bucket. I feel like it's a work in progress. Anything else on the line?
Sorry, go ahead.
Thanks for your wisdom. So, okay, I have a few thoughts on this. One, if a McDonald's is a once in a blue moon kind of thing for you, then absolutely no problem for you to go in and order the Big Mac. I agree. You could have probably kind of saved yourself about 400 calories by not having the fries and had less of an impact on your total calories that week. But I agree with you, constantly saying no to things you want, especially when they don't occur very often, is a bad idea. Redieting. It's when you start to say yes to the things you want, and I've learned this the hard way, over and over and over and over again, that you start to see the damage top up. But once in a blue moon isn't going to do anything. Again, it probably would have been smart to omit the fries. Two, I don't buy it that you just automatically ordered it. I think you ordered it fat, quick and fast to get it in there so that you didn't need to think about it till later, personally. But again, the fact that you're like coming to us with these questions, you're already reflecting on this. I think you're already doing the work that you need to be doing with your dietary behaviors. And then, babe, there's so many better things to have at McDonald's than a Big Mac. I feel like Big Macs have like a serious fan base, and I just never got it. What would you order at McDonald's?
I've never had a Big Mac because that kind of meat freaks me out a little bit.
I'm not into Big Macs, but I think McDonald's has made a huge effort with its meat quality.
Oh no, I don't just mean McDonald's, I just mean like burgers in general. Like, I don't really like red meat.
I don't like fatty, really fatty meats. I went off bacon years ago. I've never liked fatty cuts of steak. I don't like really like pork belly. I don't like burgers or sausages. I
Pork
don't like.
belly is the weirdest, like,
People love it, but I don't like it when it tastes very fatty. I automatically, I'm not trying to, it's like visceral. I'm just like, ugh. No.
do you know what? I didn't realize for quite a long, I remember being a kid and then realizing what like pork scratchings were, and I was like,
What is it? Is it pork skin?
it's like the skin and fat, I think. Well, I think it is. And then when you know that and you start looking at it, you're like, that is.
Yeah, that's another. I remember loving crackling when I was younger, and I just grew out of it. It's so weird. Your palate changes like that. What do you order at McDonald's then?
Now, this is probably going to be somewhat controversial. So normally just chicken nuggets, right? Fine.
Yeah, that's what I
But
was going to say. That's the
now
best
and
thing they
again, like a fish, like,
No, Emma, I knew you were going to say that.
no.
I'm so upset.
I know, but you know what? Fish finger sandwich is like underrated.
Oh no, I love fish finger sandwiches, but I just a fillet of fish. But I mean,
It's
you
the
said
same thing. It's like a big
like,
fat fish finger.
nah, just nah, not for me. It's always it kind of ruins my day when I go into McDonald's and someone orders that next to me. I'm like, no.
Or
I
sometimes I used to get just a McChicken sandwich. I actually quite like that.
don't like, again, that's too fatty for me. Chicken nuggets, I ship. I love chicken nuggets. My advice to all of you, get a Happy Meal. Then you can enjoy your McDonald's and you'll definitely be in calories. I mean, I think like a cheeseburger and fries Happy Meal is somewhere in the region of 500 calories. You can definitely do that.
And it's such good portion size, isn't it?
No, that's why it's so low, because it's like a little hockey puck of a burger, but it still tastes like a McDonald's burger, and you still get your fries and
And if you're thinking, right, okay, like, how am I going to get the most enjoyment for the least calories? It's probably that. And then you don't food waste either. Because realistically, like, you get most of the enjoyment from the first half of your Big Mac and then you keep eating it. I'm not saying it's not somewhat more enjoying, but it's not like it's not as good. There's this law of diminishing returns, right? Whereas if you have a Happy Meal, it's like, huh, still stayed within calories and enjoyed something and then moved on.
Yeah, and you learn this as you go, as you get deeper and deeper into dieting. Still rocking the 80s lid, getting my hair done tomorrow. Right, anything else on the live?
Yes, okie dokie. I'm not going to say this person's name just in case. Well, someone on Instagram has just launched a new app for diet and fitness. He's half full at 3,000 members to coach. You ladies offer such a high level of personal service that cannot be replicated on such a huge group. Thank you for making this such a friendly place where we feel that the personal relationship is with our coaches. So glad that
Oh,
you pointed that out, because probably what makes the EC method unique. Like when
it is,
you
yeah.
can map to literally anyone else, and realistically, like let's not joke about it. Like anyone with like Chloe's level of following, you won't be working with them. Not like not a chance will you directly work with them. Like this is so unique that actually when you sign up to the EC method to work with Chloe, you work with Chloe. Or like both of us, but like I'm just mean like from an Instagram platform standpoint, like there is, I don't know anyone else that does that.
I want to know who this person is that she's talking about.
I actually don't think you know them, but I just thought
Okay.
better not name them because, you know, one time we
Yeah.
got.
Yeah, we do. I get my mouth gets us into trouble all the time.
You know, I got, I can't remember if I told you this, but one time I mentioned someone's name. I actually don't even know who it was, but I'd literally just read out a post that someone had said and shared and been like, what do you think of this? So I literally just read out their post and I was like, it's wrong. And this is why it's wrong. And this is why you can't say this and blah, blah, blah. And then their boyfriend voice noted me, but like threatening me. I was like, what? Yeah, I know. And then was like, I'm going to get my lawyers involved. You don't know what goes on behind the scenes. I've got a, you know, you might think it's just an Instagram following, but I've got this, this, and this, and this. And I was like, all right, mate.
This
Like,
is called harassment and it's illegal. So back off.
and also, what can you get me done for? You posted something on a public forum that I read out.
Yeah. And it's wrong. And you
Yeah.
didn't fact check it. So again, like, yeah,
Anyway, I took
absolutely.
it down anyway, but then he was like, it's not down. I was like, well, sorry, but like Apple takes like 2 days to update.
What
So I
is
was like,
it? Who was this? Do I know who
I
this
actually
is?
don't even remember. Like, no, it was someone completely irrelevant. Like, I don't even remember who it was, but it was just like the information was really bad and actually quite damaging. And I think I'd said like, you really shouldn't be working with people with binge eating disorder and then like claiming that you can cure them when you're not qualified to do
God,
that.
no. Oh, no. Yeah, absolutely not. And he sounds like just a typical twat of a man.
No, at one point I did say, like, you do realize you just threatened me on a voice note that I have a recording of.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, well, I didn't threaten you. I just said, ugh. I was like, oh, yeah, okay.
I've had to do this recently. Yeah, it's, yeah. No. Niche.
No, no,
No.
no.
Aggressive men, and actually, we need more kind men in the world. Aggressive when it comes to asking women out, kind everywhere else.
Oh, that video of Bodhi's the cutest thing.
Literally, every time she walks past a child, weirdly, a statue or an animal, she just hugs it, kisses it, pats it, hugs it, kisses it. She's so affectionate. She's the most affectionate little girl ever, obviously, because I'm her mum and I don't let her go anywhere without giving me loads of love first, because I'm so needy. I'm actually genuinely a bit nervous that I'm that needy mum and I'm going to drive her away, so I have to stop. Yeah.
No. But that is so sweet. I can't remember when we were talking about this, but I definitely remember, like, I don't know. I think I'd said, oh, do you want a boy or a girl or something like that? And you were like, I just hope that they're kind. Or
Yeah.
something like that. I can't remember. I was like, oh.
Yeah. And I got that. I got that. I mean, she's full on. She has no off button. She wants to kill herself every 10 seconds. She runs to danger and it's scary. But she's the most good-natured little person. Like, she's got such a good heart. She just wants to give everybody hugs and kisses. And if you say words there, she starts saying shocks. She goes shocks, shocks. She's so cute. I just love her. I'm very lucky. I got a good one. Okay. Anything else on the line?
Samantha says she loves fatty meat. Pam's saying that video is so sweet, and Joja says you can't give her too much love.
Oh, there's loads of spinky teenagers in my gym at the moment studying for their GCSEs, and they're so annoying. There's loads of like whispering, like very like demonstrative whispering, and I'm like, study, study or leave. We're all trying to work in here, children.
Yeah. Oh,
Also,
don't David Lloyd's have that bit where it's like no kids, or is that, are they
yeah,
actually adults?
yeah. So there's a room at the back where it's, well, they don't count as kids, annoyingly, unbeknownst to them. Children. And yeah, there's a room at the back, but you can't eat in there. And I like to sit and eat and drink coffee and work. And they're just
Sorry,
so
but
annoying.
if you don't pay your taxes, you're a child. That should be the
100%.
cutoff.
100%. And I'm also like, how do you afford a membership? But then I'm guessing it's like a family membership.
Yeah, it'll be their parents for sure.
Yeah. And then I'm like, what was the other thing? Can't remember now. I'm watching Euphoria. Have you seen Euphoria? Did we talk about this last week?
No.
I'm watching Euphoria and it's like, oh, it's very difficult to watch. It's very intense. And then I'm like, God, teenagers these days thinking it's like real life. And then I'm in my gym today and I'm like, oh no, they're exactly the same as we were. Annoying as fuck. Link swearing, fried chicken eating, shouty, annoying children.
Yeah.
I've really had way
Especially the
too
ones that have David Lloyd family memberships.
I know. Fuck off. Too much coffee.
Okay.
Danny. Oh,
Oh, you want to
you go.
go? Okay. Firstly, love pork belly. That rendered crackling is life. I don't know why when I stay within calories and eat chocolate slash cake, I gain weight on the scales the next day. Is it just water weight? I mean, if you're eating things like pork belly and crackling, it could
Salty.
be one of two things. It's probably salt in terms
Salt,
of
yeah.
the initial gain on the scales. But also just be very careful with eating fatty things because it's, even a small, like, oh, that's probably only 300 calories. Like, you could be very easily, like, 100% off, as in, like, it could be 600 calories very easily. Yeah.
Yeah. Agree. Anything else?
No, we're up to date.
Okay. So hyper today. It's so funny. Okay, Danny. Hello. It seems there's quite a few of us in the group that have lost momentum lately and we're struggling to get back into it. Always happens around week four. For me personally, I'm tired and I feel like I'm trying to psych myself up to do everything. The same stuff has gone from being really easy to really hard. Any words of wisdom in finding your groove again? So this tends to always happen around the 4 week mark. And usually it's because the excitement of like the first week or two has died down. A lot of the time, funnily enough, it's like your cycle, it can be hormonal. And also, like, I think a lot of people come into this, the EC method or any body transformation diet routine, whatever it is. And I think they come into it and they think, I'm going to do this in X amount of weeks. And then all my problems will be solved and I'll be in shape forever. And they don't actually take the time to think about and accept the fact that the things that are going to get you the results are the things that are going to keep you the results. And this is going to be a lifestyle change. You are going to have to get to the gym 3 to 5 days a week to stay in shape. You are going to have to walk at least, 8 to 10K steps in a day to be metabolically healthy and to stay in shape for your body composition. You are going to have to be calorically and nutritionally aware to stay healthy and to stay in shape. And this isn't going anywhere. So it's very normal. And I think you need to start doing that reflection now. Look at your life and figure out how can you make this a routine and a structure that makes it very easy for you to stick to instead of off the cuffing it, which will only ever work short term if you're lucky. But you need some structure and routine in your days and your weeks that can see you do this with ease. And that can take a minute. I didn't just say that and then you're going to think about it for an hour and then you're going to come up with a plan and bang, it's easy. You have to force it. You have to force the ball to roll before the ball's rolling. That has to start with you. So that's kind of my thoughts on it. Emma?
Yeah, I agree. I think people just need to start accepting, like, there is always an element, and I don't mean this in an offensive way, of like kind of victim mentality of like, oh, I'm gonna have to do this forever. Oh, it's really hard. And I think if you just stop telling yourself that, because there are loads of hard things that you do forever that you don't, constantly fall on and off the wagon with. Like, I'm even thinking like when you first get a job, you could be like, oh my God, I'm now gonna have to work for like the rest of my life until I'm, whatever age they actually let us retire now, like, which keeps getting moved anyway. And it's like, yeah, you will, but you don't think about that every day. You just like deal with the everyday and you see the benefits of it. Of, okay, well, that's allowing me to live in the house that I love and provide for the family that I care about, or that I love, and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's the same kind of thing. It's like, you have to do this stuff to show up at your best. You have to do this stuff if you want to stay in shape, if you want to stay healthy, if you want to feel your best. Like, it's not going anywhere. You will always have to do it. And the harder you keep telling yourself it is, the harder it will be. So I would kind of, accept that. I do think there is this kind of stage, and there's a really good book on this by Seth Godin called The Dip, where you start something and it's like, it's really exciting. And then after a while, it becomes like, not quite so exciting. But his point is that to get good at anything, you need to go through that dip, right? So, like, I don't know, you start playing the piano and like initially it's quite fun because you're like, oh, this is new. And then it's like, okay, that's this period of time, the dip, where you're actually pretty shit at playing the piano, but it's not fun in you anymore. That's probably where you are. It's like, it's not become habitual yet. It's still hard and you've not probably got the exact results that you want yet, but you have to work through that. And it's true when you realize it's true for literally everything that you do. Like, you start learning a language and it's like, oh yeah, it's exciting to learn like hello, goodbye, and can I have a glass of water? And then it's like, now I'm just crap at this language. I can't actually communicate, but I don't really know that much, and it's not exciting and new. Well, you have to work through that to get to the point that you can have an actual conversation in French, and then you're like, oh, this is quite exciting now. Like, but it, no matter what it is, like, you have to go through that stage of not being particularly good at it, or not particularly enjoying it, or maybe not having the motivation for it. And that's just natural.
Such a good analogy / comparison. So good.
Yeah, I think the best one, the one that resonates most with me that he speaks about in the book, is running a marathon. Like, nobody gives up on a marathon at the start or at the end. Like, within the first 5 miles or the last 5 miles, there's not really anyone dropping out, right? It's the middle where you're like, this is not fun anymore. I'm tired and it still seems like I've got a really long way to go. That's when people give up.
That's, yeah, another really good one. I love these reflections. Okay, anything else on the live?
No, we're up to date.
Okay, Vicky. Oh, wait. A whole new thing has arisen and I blame you, Emma Story Gordon.
What?
Sorry, guys, I've got a cough. That was a really bad time for me to break away from that for Emma. The whole looking forward to something so much and then the anticipation factor. Well, apparently I'm so looking forward to my dinner out tonight. I've told everyone and my kids want to disown me. And I might have a holiday countdown app on my phone for anyone interested, i.e. not my family. It's 10 weeks, 2 days. I'm pre-EC brain. That would be enough time to slim fast 3 kgs. But now I'm just looking forward to sun, chilling and no work, knowing that I'll have the mindset to have lost those 3 kgs and kept them off. I don't really understand this.
Okay, so I think what she's talking about is there's really interesting research around where you get the most happiness from something, right? Whether that, in fact, most of the research is on a holiday.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, okay.
So, like, the research shows that people get as much enjoyment from the anticipation of a holiday as the holiday itself. So even just the planning of it or being excited around it. And then if you know that, then you're like, okay, well, I'm really going to, like, make the most out of this anticipation period. Now, if you, for example, went on a last minute holiday, you wouldn't get that same, like, enjoyment from the anticipation or happiness from the anticipation. And same with, like, if you go out for a meal, like, if we go back to the example of the woman who went to McDonald's and then just like, oh, I just ordered a Big Mac. You would have enjoyed that way more if you were like, I really want a Big Mac. And on Friday, I'm going to have one. But now it's Monday and I'm going to look forward to enjoying that on Friday. You will enjoy it significantly more, like, as in the whole process of it. Same with holidays, same with anything. So then you can increase the enjoyment by actually embracing the anticipation of it. Like, even things like looking at the menu before you go, so you're like, oh yeah, do you know what I'd really like? That, and I'm really going to look forward to having it on that night with my friends and family. I think that's what she's talking about.
I get it.
I guess if you talk about it too much, then it might get annoying for people, which I take zero responsibility for.
I get it. I'm here for it. Do you know who's really good at that? It's Kerry. Kerry's really good at, like, choosing her indulgences in advance, looking forward to them, enjoying them, and then moving on. Okay. Laura, thinking ahead to when I've reached my weight goal, I'm nearly there. How do I keep this weight off forever, please? We actually already just kind of touched on that in one of my last answers. This is the third time I've lost the weight and it's crept back on every other time when I stop tracking my calories. Thanks. So understand that the things that got you there are the things that are going to keep you there. Now, you may not need to stay in a deficit. You can definitely increase your calories and you can have the odd untracked meal. Well, let's just say presuming that you do keep tracking, and I'll come back to that in a minute. So if you don't want to, then you shouldn't have to. It's that simple. And you have the odd untracked meal here and there, but your steps need to be in a metabolically healthy range, which is upwards of 8K. If you in a body composition conscious range, I would say upwards of 10K. But I'm not, this can be like on the line. I'm just saying, like, probably good to keep that neat on the moderate to high end as opposed to the low to moderate end. Workouts, if you're doing, you know, 5-6 workouts a week, of course they can come down to 3 or 4 workouts a week, but you still have to keep your workouts a week in. You still have to be calorically and nutritionally aware to stay in shape, and there is no way around it. Like, I've gained some weight recently. Obviously, I went through a really fucking hard time and I didn't particularly, it was enough of an effort to do the things I was already doing, like the last thing I wanted to do was diet, and I gained weight and I knew it and it's fine. Like I know how to get it off and how to put it on and whatever. But I have to understand, and you have to understand, that that's what happens when you kind of take your eye off the long-term prize, which is to be in a body that you're comfortable and happy and healthy and fit and active in for the rest of your life. Now, if you want to come away from tracking, I'm actually going to let Emma take it from here, because Emma doesn't track and she stays in great shape. Emma?
Yes, so you absolutely don't need to track. I will say that, like, you know, the same thing happens to everyone. Now, I wouldn't say that, again, I think some of this is mindset, right? Like whether you're like, oh, I've completely fallen off track. Like I put on like over 30 pounds when I hurt my back, which on my frame is loads. And I actually was speaking to my mum about it this weekend. So we're talking about like some painkillers that I was on. And she was like, yeah, they made you retain so much water. And I was like, Mom, I didn't retain 30 pounds of water. Like, I'm not a camel, right? Like, come on. Like, it was fat. And she was like, what, really? Did you start eating more? I was like, yeah, I was eating more, but I was also not moving at all, right? So these things happen. And like, you know, you go through like breakups and things, and like that kind of stuff can happen. But it's then getting yourself back, you know, not like yo-yo dieting again, but being like, right, okay, well, what do I need to do to kind of like realign with where I want to be and how I want to live my life and how I want to feel? The other thing I'll say about like maintenance is, if you're like, this is the third time I've lost this weight and I've regained it, just have a look at your previous behaviors. Like, why did you regain the weight? What happened? Often it's like, there's numerous things, but from a research perspective, it's often going on holiday is like the trigger to then come back, not get back into routine, just continue. You know, you put on a little bit of weight on holiday. It's never like the 1 week holiday that ruined anything. It's what you do after it and then not getting back into things. So like, be aware of that, because then you can make a plan around that to like, okay, whenever I get back from holiday, I'm really strict for the first week and I just get right back into routine. Great. Like now you've got like a bit of a structure. Every time you go away on that plane back, just write down like, okay, this is what this week's going to look like. This is when my first gym session is. This is what I'm having tomorrow for breakfast. That kind of thing. And maybe even if you're not tracking, maybe you're like, I'm going to track that first week back. Fine. Like, give yourself something to like land and focus on. The second thing is, you most likely stopped working with your coach or the program that you were doing. I cannot emphasize this enough. Like, maintenance is the hard part. So if you always leave your coaching program as soon as you reach your quote unquote goal weight, that's probably largely why you're not able to maintain your weight, because like I said, it's the hard part. And so many people on the EC method now with maintenance goals will attest to that. Like, it's actually often harder to maintain your weight than to be on a fat loss diet, because you have that bit more flexibility, and it's learning how to like enjoy that flexibility but not enjoy it so much that you're just ending up gaining fat. Tracking, I would say, for so many reasons, like having some kind of structure to most of your days. And I say most of your days because, like, you know, most of us have jobs, so even if you're self-employed and it's a little bit different, it's like you still want some kind of structure. You still have a working day. It's still probably going to benefit you to have a set time you have breakfast and what you're having for breakfast and lunch, and then like maybe a snack, and then maybe there's a bit more flexibility at dinner if that's a social meal for you. But most of the time, like I would say most of the time during the week, I'm eating like roughly the same things. And there's huge benefits to that, not just from like, yeah, it allows me to very easily stay in shape without tracking calories. Mm-hmm. But it also means that like, I don't really have to think about every meal, you know, like I'm busy doing stuff. I don't have to think, I'm not wasting loads of my brain energy on, oh, what exactly am I going to have for each meal? Yeah, so I would say if you're not tracking, have a bit more structure. That's definitely going to help you.
Yeah, I back all of that. And the thing is, people are like, oh my God, like the idea that I'm just going to have the same meals every day. Most of you will already be, even when you're not quote unquote dieting or taking care of your kind of body via good nutrition, most of you will be eating the same kinds of things that you like, that you enjoy. A really nice, well, really important, I should say, way of doing this is to think of the meals that are the lower calorie, high nutrition that you really enjoy, and just stay in the mix with it. And if you want to switch something out, like, I don't know, have mince instead of chicken, or have, I don't know, breaded chicken and reduce the, I don't know, whatever it is, the carbohydrate that you're having that with, instead of like whatever it is, start to think about your palate, your enjoyment of food, and how you can actually have the same meals most of the time that are high in nutrition and calorically aware or appropriate for what you specifically want. And that will vary for all of you. And enjoy it. And then, absolutely, when you have a Sunday lunch out with your family, go and order the roast that you really love and enjoy it, because you're not in a fat space. You don't need to, even if you were, you don't really need to over restrict to that degree. If you go over to a friend's house, be like, let's say you were still tracking, but like, oh, I'm obviously not going to track this meal. I'm going to go and eat with my friends. And, you know, it's 8 o'clock at night and she's cooked me, he's cooked me something lovely. I'm going to sit down and enjoy it and I'll get back on it tomorrow. And it really is a lifestyle approach. It takes us talking to you about it like this. And it takes you really thinking about it and understanding it and embracing it. And I promise you, it will change your life. And that's what our goal is here on the EC Method, is to get all of you to this place.
Couldn't agree more. There was one thing I was going to say about that. Now I can't really remember.
I just remembered I
I
was
think
going to.
the point about the same meals is just quite funny as well, because people are like, oh, you know, like that seems very really restrictive eating the same meals. And if you're like, what do you normally have for lunch? They're like, oh, I always get a bacon roll. You're like,
Yeah.
okay, so that would be the same thing that you're having for lunch, like almost every single day.
Yeah. And it's hard, like, you know how we're talking of a couple, was it a couple rounds ago, about the pasta of the month? Thank God it's not February anymore. The pasta of the month that my gym were doing, which was this like creamy chicken pesto penne thing. Oh my God, you
That
guys.
does actually sound.
It was way too good for it. Thank God it's off the menu. But before it was off the menu, I stopped ordering it. And it was really hard. You guys understand how much I love me a good pasta. Like, pasta is my weakness. It was really, really hard finishing my workout, going down to the gym. The first few times I did it, and I thought about it during my workout, and I thought about it like as I went into the gym that day, and I thought about it walking down to the cafe, because I usually have lunch at the gym. And I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I knew in my head, I just had this really like stern version of me in my head, which is typical for me, being like, Chloe, you are going to keep gaining weight if you keep eating this pasta every fucking day. Like, stop. Like, stop. And the first time you do it, the first times you do it, it's hard to be like, oh, I'll get the protein shake, or I'll get the chicken salad, or whatever. It's hard. It's a really hard change to implement. Fucking force yourself to do it, because by the third time you're doing it, it's not hard anymore. You're in a new pattern, you're in a new routine, you're making a better choice. So, yes, there is a difficult moment, but it's not going to stay that difficult. You've got to push past it. You've got to push yourself to do it, push past it. And then as soon as there's a new habit or pattern in place, it's fucking easy again. So it's just not, you know, you all need to kind of, I guess, embrace that and acknowledge that and rip that fucking band-aid off and make yourself do something.
And when you do it, give yourself some credit. Like walk out of that gym
Yeah.
knowing that you had a chicken salad instead of the chicken creamy pasta that you wanted, and feel good about yourself for it. 'Cause we're so like, if you had the chicken pasta, you'd walk out of there beating yourself up. But you don't give
Yeah.
yourself any credit when you make the choice that is in line with your goals. So like start doing that as well. Start consciously like going to sleep and being like, hey, you know, I hit all my goals today. 'Cause what most
Yeah.
people do is think, well, I should have done that anyway. There's no point giving myself credit for it. I should have done it anyway. So it's like, no, give yourself some credit for that.
Well, I mean, I don't know, I think quite naturally you feel better about yourself. And we talked about this before, like, let's say that you've got a holiday in 4 weeks' time, right? So you start hitting the gym, you know, 3, 4 times a week. You start watching what you're eating, but you don't manage in those 3, 4 weeks to lose more than a pound. You kind of look the same. I guarantee you, 100% of you will feel better in your bikini, in your own skin, knowing that you've spent the last few weeks taking care of your body. Just that. So I think a lot of the time people are like, well, what's the point if I don't get it? It's like, you will feel so much better about yourself. And actually, that positivity and that self-esteem is going to parlay or ripple into you getting the results you want. It's really important. Well,
What a
you know,
great word.
I know, parlay. What's that famous part? Oh, Pirates of the Caribbean. Anyway, so it's really important that you guys, just at least just do it as an experiment for yourself. And like I said, I know sometimes you really have to be really fucking pushy with yourself, and you have to push, and I get it, because I'm there and I've been there recently. Like, But you do naturally just start to feel better about it. The reason I'm one of the reasons I'm in such a good mood today is because I've been taking really good care of myself lately. So, it really has such an effect, and it is another step getting you to where you want to get to.
I think the hardest thing is starting on that, because you're right. Like, once you start looking after yourself, undoubtedly you start feeling better. Like, I mean, you don't need research to show you that, but there is a ton out there if you want to go and look at it. But it's, say, starting exercise when you feel like crap, or starting making improvements or starting taking care of yourself when you feel really low. That's the hard part. And that's where Chloe's saying, like, push through. Like, even after 3 days, you'll start to feel better. Honestly, even after one good gym session, you often start to feel better. But the getting the momentum going is often the hard part, but there's really nothing to do apart from take the action. Like, it's not going to be easier tomorrow, and you will walk out of that gym feeling better. And that's the other thing, like, focus on that immediate reward, because you're not going to walk out the gym looking any different. Maybe a little bit of pump, but like, you're not going to build muscle in one session, but you can walk out the gym feeling significantly different. Oh.
I'm not lean enough to see anything at the moment. I'll get there. I'll get there, guys. I'll get there. Anything on the life?
Yes. Random question, ladies, but are some women less likely to show muscle definition than others? I'm asking as I've leaned out and I'm progressing with my weights on my lower body on top of my protein and creatine, but not even remotely seeing a quad appear.
Yeah, there's so much that goes into it. One, how long have you been training? How much muscle mass have you amassed over time? Because it takes time, especially for women. We do not have the same hormonal profile as men, which means it's harder for us to gain muscle. Two, are you putting yourself in a position where you are optimally gaining as opposed to, I don't know, like we say, going after fat loss? And then on the flip side of that, are you lean enough to see that muscle definition, which obviously isn't really your question, but I'm just giving you all the answers here. And obviously, yeah, genetics do play a role. So I showed a photo of me as like a 5-year-old before on here, just standing there with no pants on and a jumper. Sounds like me at home. And I have not defined, not big, but I have visible quadriceps. You can see them on my legs. So genetically, this is obviously something that I kind of an area that I seem to have like a nice natural amount of muscle mass in. And obviously, since I've been training them, now they're pretty fucking good. If I do say so myself. So genetics do play a role. And then there are what we call outliers, right? So we've had, and some of you will have seen people like this on the rounds before, people start not looking quote unquote in shape, like physique style. I shit you not, before the 8 weeks is up, they look like fucking physique athletes. And it's like, wow, you're a hyper responder. And there are such a thing as outliers who find it very hard to gain muscle and really, really struggle to change their body in that context. But you still got to keep going. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. You still want quads, keep training your quads. You still want, to optimize your muscle mass, keep taking your whey protein, keep taking your creatine, keep trying to progressive overload. It doesn't matter really. It's the big picture answer. Just keep going. Emma, did I miss anything there?
No, I think you are right. Like, a lot of it is genetics and how people are built, but can you still improve massively from where you are? I think when people use the genetics card, it's like, yeah, okay, you might never look like exactly like you might never have closed quads, right? But can you have significantly better quads than what you have now? Yes. And that should always be the goal. Like, otherwise, the comparison just is pointless. Like, you're not going to look like anybody else.
So this is, I told this story before, which is, Brett Contreras is quite a controversial character in our industry. But he did this podcast interview that I listened to with a friend of mine called Lauren, who's a fucking phenomenal coach. She's basically the American Emma. She's like another level of brilliant. And she was interviewing him because they're friends. They both live in Florida. And she was interviewing him and he told this really brilliant story because he's known as the glute guy, right? So Brett Contreras is known. He invented the hip thrust machine. He claims that he invented the hip thrust period, which everyone's a bit like, did you? And he's like, I swear to God, man, I swear to God. And he goes on these big rants about it. Anyway, he told a story that really made me laugh. And he said that he recently had a small, petite Asian female Asian client come to him. Now, obviously, these that genetics and race are very real and they do play a role. So these are the women that he's like, historically, I find it really hard to build their lower body, but like I just said, fuck it. You want it, we work for it. And yes, you can significantly improve, as Emma said, whoever you are, whatever race you are, whatever your build is, right? He had this tiny little petite thing come to him and showed him a photo of this like Brazilian Olympian. Now, Brazilians are known for having fucking amazing glutes, right? Not only just glutes, but like the glute insertion point. I mean, it's a genetic thing, right? And she showed him this photo and she went, I want you to get me her glutes. And Breckenridge was like, oh, this is awkward. And he was like, okay, you are asking the wrong question. You should not be saying to me, I want her glutes. I want you to give me these glutes. Can you give me these glutes? You should be saying, I want you to get me the best glutes that I can get. I want you to get me the best results that my body is capable of getting. He was saying, and that we can do. And this is something that all of you should think about when you do look at those Olympians and you're like, oh, I want to look like that. That's a mixture of serious hard work and restriction that takes years to pin down, in terms of both the training and nailing the diet. And genetics, it is. So instead of looking at them and being like, how do I get quads like her? Ask yourself, like, how do I get the best quads I can get? And then go and have fun doing it. Like, enjoy it. It's great.
Agree.
Okay.
Want to see me as a baby?
Yes, I really do. I bet you look like some children of the corn. You're so cute.
I
You've got
look a
funny
little bit
stuff.
like you and Bodhi.
You do. You
But here,
do.
look at that shoulder.
There, look at that
Oh.
shoulder. Look at your face. Put it up again. Let me see your face really close. Oh, Emma, you're so adorable. Tell you did, once you have a kid, you love kids so much. Not like the older ones, the younger ones.
Not the teenagers.
Anything
Okay.
past five, I have no time for anything past five.
Pam, what are your criteria for moving off loss and into maintenance? You come up with that. Now, there'll be like, I mean, we want you to be in a healthy body fat range, right? And I don't mean like a specific percentage of body fat because we can't accurately measure that, but you don't need much more than common sense to know that. It's not a specific number or anything like that. It's like, okay, are you storing so much body fat that's probably causing you metabolic complications? And you can have like excess body fat without that being an issue, right? And then are you active? But beyond that, it's like, it's up to you. Do you want to get leaner? Do you want to stay where you are? Are you happy where you are? What's your life balance like? What's your relationship with food like? Are you enjoying eating out? If you're like, do you know what? I'd rather be 3 or 4 pounds heavier, but not have to worry quite so much about my diet. Fine. Like that's that, like these are your decisions. We don't push our goals on you. You tell us and we're like, okay, we're gonna help you get there. And there'll be
Yeah.
times where we're like, maybe you need to pull back a little bit, or not even tell you, but be like, have you considered that if you do want to lose those extra 3 pounds, this is what it's gonna take? Now, if you want to do that, fine, as long as it's still healthy. And if you don't, also fine. Like what's in line with your goals and your life and what's important to you at the moment. And there will be times where we've said to people like, now, like even when Chloe was going through stuff, like any good coach would have said to her, you're not going to diet right now. Like now is not the time to also add into all of this, the pressure of dieting on top of things. So you're just like, okay, well, let's just chill out with things for a bit. There'll be times in your life where that, it might be important for you to be a little bit leaner, where it's not important, where you've got other stuff going on. So it's not so much like a criteria, and you don't need to like meet a certain point. You might decide that now you're ready to move on to maintenance. Fine.
Yeah. Nothing to add. Brilliant thoughts. Anything else?
No, we're up to date.
Okay. Joe, hi Clemma. I hope you had a fab Easter weekend. Oh, this was last week. After your advice to add creatine monohydrate into my diet, I took the plunge and got a couple to try. You said go for 5 grams. The Warrior Blazing Berry. A stupid name. I'm just thinking of a berry with like a Rambo style tie carrying like a machete. Anyway. The Warrior Blazing Berry conveniently came with a 5 gram scoop. Perfect. Then my protein, however, came with a 3 gram scoop. Sorry. I just find this really funny. I'm not sure if I'm overthinking this, but is that because I should only add 3 grams of the my protein, or should I aim for 5 grams of both? There's also no mention of how many calories there are in it. It has an MFP barcode scan. It just says that it wasn't recognized. This is also new that the warning about not exceeding the recommended daily dose made me second guess. No, look, you could, in theory, you could do a loading phase with creatine and you'd be fine. It's just not needed for anyone who's not, close to, I don't know, some kind of competition and wants to get there sooner rather than later. 3 to 5 grams is fine. Why don't you just do a heaped 3 gram scoop, or like a level 5 gram scoop? That's absolutely fine. Don't overthink it. Don't worry about it. I did really like the saga of this though. Emma,
Yeah,
thought.
agree. I actually think this might have been posted and I answered it, or someone had the almost the exact same question. But 3 to 5 grams is absolutely fine.
Okay, let's do the last one. And me and Emma were laughing about this on a voice note to each other yesterday. Not a question, but I was laughing so much of Wednesday's recording that my AirPod fell out and it landed down a drain. I could not have hit that target if I tried, but here we are. I asked some nearby ground workers how deep the drain might be and whether it was worth trying. And they jumped to my rescue, armpit deep in sludge in seconds and still no AirPod. I just cannot believe you did this.
I find this so funny. Do you know what? We must be where we were before, because I'm like, I must have read that out on the live that you went at.
Yeah, this is a week
I
ago.
find this so funny. And then yesterday I was walking down the street and I thought it was so windy yesterday here. Like, so I was like, these were about to blow out my ears. And then I just thought of that. I always thought it was such like an irrational fear of something falling out your ear and going down the drain. Now I'm like, that could
No.
happen.
I could see that happening. Yes, it's an ear pod. It's like
I
not like the big
don't.
thing. My ones, these ones, how much are AirPods?
Ridiculous amount for how crap they are.
They are crap, right? And look at these. These are my ones. Guys, I cannot recommend these enough if you like to listen to music and train like a motherfucker like I do. They're the big power beats and they loop around your ear like that.
Ooh.
They have like different options for the fitting for the inner ear. And I swear to God, I could do anything. These motherfuckers aren't coming out. And they go in and they block out, because of the way that they're made, they like block out all other noise, as well as they're just really good quality. And here you can be like pause, play, you can answer phone calls, that's your volume button. They're really good, guys. I
Yeah,
really recommend
but this is my question for you, because this is the annoyance I have about AirPods. As soon as you, like, if you answer the phone on it like picks up all the background noise and not your voice. Don't know
Oh no,
why.
I haven't had
Like,
that with this. Every time, because I've had this too, every time I answer, I say, "Can you hear me?" And everyone's always like, "Yeah, I can hear you fine."
oh,
Every
because
time.
all of them that I've tried, my dad got me these.
Yeah.
I don't really like them, but like, do you know what? They're really good for sleeping because they block out all the sound.
Are they
Like,
me?
no, Sony.
Yeah. The Sony do really good ones, actually. I can't wear them because I sweat so much when I train. That then these bits start to smell, and on Beats they start to peel. So I was borrowing James's like limited edition Fendi Beats, and my sweat just completely ruined them. He was not happy. Okay, so that's it, and we're gonna go, and we'll be back on Friday at the same time. I need to talk to you all about, one of you asked about this in the group, a new thing that we're gonna ask if any of you want to do this year, which is basically a performance challenge. And we will go down, a group of us, me and or Emma, both of us EC girls, whatever, and do some really fun all inclusive, so please, when I say this, don't freak out, all inclusive like competing for charity. When I say all inclusive, I mean like kids do this, families do this, men, women, children. It's not horrifying, but
Not
it's
an
really,
all-inclusive holiday,
no,
unfortunately.
all
Is
inclusive,
that...
but yeah, it's not like we're going to go do like some massive CrossFit challenge where like everyone around you follow on Instagram and like can lift a truck and you're like, fuck, what have I done? It's not like that. It's for charity. It's called Battle Cancer, and it's run by a friend of mine called Scott. And basically, it's a really fun day for charity. They've only been doing it 3 years. They've already raised £6 million for various cancer charities, everything from like Stand Up to Cancer, the Teenage Cancer Trust, Macmillan. It's a really nice thing to do. We only need 4 people for a team, and there are going to be several teams in several locations. Or I should say, sorry, 4 people a team and several locations. I think it starts in June. Now, I'm going to give you much more succinct detail. But what we would like to do is try and get a couple of teams, like I say, so that will be like eight people, and a couple of locations. And it's going on throughout the summer, because A, it's good to do something for charity as a company. B, it's fun. We get to do something fitnessy with you guys. C, it can kind of act as a meetup in various different locations, because even if you don't want to compete, you can still come down and enjoy the day. There'll be food, there'll be drink, it'll be really fun, cheer everyone on. So this also doubles up as like an EC Method meetup in various places throughout the UK. So we think it's going to be really fun and a really good thing to do. He's already recorded me some videos explaining what it is, talking about nice ways to kind of change your training. But if you're on it, quite honestly, if you're fit and strong, like even if you're not, if you're just getting there, you'll be fine. But it's for people who are like, oh, what exactly should I change? He's done some videos on that. Plus he's fit, so it's just fun watching videos of him. But he's married, so sad times. But it's going to be really, really, really fun. And yeah, I think we should. I think as many of you who are like, oh, I'm kind of into that idea, let's fucking do it. I'll come with you. Yeah, I'll come with you. Me and or Emma, like I say, both of us.
I'm in.
Yeah, and we'll just go and have some fun. So yeah, those are. But again, I will upload much more. I'll talk more about it in the next live, and straight after the next live, I'm going to throw it all on the page. And I didn't want to talk about it too soon in the round because I think it's just too much for people. So
Yeah,
it's the
it sounds
perfect time.
like, oh, I'm worried about hitting my steps. And then we're like, and by the way, we're all doing this competition. Like, it's
Yeah, exactly.
okay, awesome. Right.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.